This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Every nut and bolt, every plastic zip tie, every container of Tang that's part of a manned space mission has to be thoroughly checked out before it gets blasted into the stars. It only makes sense, right? Space is no place for surprises. Testing these things, all of them, and how they'll act and react in potentially hazardous environments falls on a veritable army of professionals at NASA's White Sands Test Facility in New Mexico. One group there, the Materials Flight Acceptance Workforce, analyzes the space suitability of different materials to make sure nothing will surprisingly catch on fire, or put off some toxic gas, or act strangely in the near vacuum of space, or react poorly with other materials on board. All this is done with a never-wavering eye on the safety of astronauts. And then there's the testing area that's made the materials group a sort of quirky star in the NASA solar system, the odor panel. What an astronaut smells in space, it turns out, is mission critical too. We spoke with Susanna Harper, the Materials Flight Accepted Standards Testing Manager at White Sands. She explained, if you don't like the smell of fish down here on the ground, you open a window and let it air out. We don't have that option up in space. The potentially smelly halibut or a farting co-pilot is unpleasant, but NASA is concerned with way more than simple stinkiness. Well, after all, some smells, especially in the relatively tight quarters of, say, the International Space Station or Orion, just can't be helped. Harper said, "We want to make sure we're not creating an environment that's uncomfortable or bothersome to the astronaut, so they can be 100% focused on their mission." But beyond the comfort of astronauts, which is important, NASA wants to keep unnecessary smells out of spacecraft for a more practical reason. Too many unfamiliar odors in a tiny space can mask odors that the astronauts need to detect, like perhaps a pneumonia leak or the smell of something burning. You can't have so many odors on board that the astronauts miss the important stuff. Harper explained, "Our first line of detection is our human sense of smell. So even though we have worked with companies and there are certain types of detectors on board, In the end, we know that the human sense of smell is our most sensitive detector for those hazardous smells. NASA, through the Materials Group, has an odor panel that evaluates what can go up into space and what's just too darn stinky. 5 volunteers put their schnozzes to everything in the astronauts' habitable space. The smell is captured first in an air chamber. Then the air is injected through a syringe directly into masks that each panel member wears. They then rank the smells, 0 being the least offensive, up to 4 for get this out of here, in order to determine what's allowable and what should be grounded. Another group first tests the materials for toxicity. Any odor over 2.5 fails. The panel's most decorated member is George Aldrich, a 64-year-old chemical specialist who's been sniffing around NASA for some 46 years. He's lent his proboscis to more than 900 different sit-down smell tests, way more than anyone else ever, which has earned him a bunch of nicknames, including a nasal knot, a few jaw-dropping media appearances, including one in which he bayed like a police dog and seemingly impossibly sniffed out a mere smidgen of drugs. And the admiration of astronauts. He was once given the Silver Snoopy Award, an honor bestowed for excellent and mission-important work. And yes, it's shaped like Snoopy wearing a spacesuit. Though Aldrich has been doing this since he was a teen, his is not some cushy seniority post. He has to qualify for the panel every 4 months. To do that, NASA puts Aldrich and the other volunteers through what's known as a 10-bottle test. They have to identify 7 smells and then point out the 3 bottles that have no smell. Aldrich told us, "As we age, eyesight is not always the first thing to go. The day I go up there and can't pass that 10-bottle test is the day they're going to retire me from the odor panel." These 7 smells in the test are what are often known as primary smells. Aldrich rattled them off for us, much more smoothly than I'm going to be able to. Musky, minty, floral, etherous, camphoraceous, pungent, and putrid. Aldrich does not, it should be pointed out, have a particularly prominent nose. The size, he noted, don't matter. He's generally unbothered by allergies, which he credits with helping his sense of smell, but he also constantly tests himself, often following a smell through a hallway to try to identify it and its source. Harper said, "From my perspective, I also feel that he has developed his sense of smell much like a weightlifter develops his muscles, or a wine taster develops a sense of taste. He does smell so many materials, and he focuses on what those smells are like. I feel like he's been working that like a muscle, and it's become more sensitive over time." Aldrich was a member of the NASA Fire Department at White Sands when his boss told him about the odor panel. He told us, "I had no idea. I just thought I was doing something great for the astronauts." Since then, the materials group has kept him busy, constantly giving him and the other members of the odor panel all sorts of materials to work with, including some truly awful bits. He recalls the odor given off by undoing a Velcro strap as being particularly nasty. You'll get no complaints from Aldrich, though. For a near half century, he's been proud to stick his nose in wherever he can, all in the name of science. Today's episode was written by John Donovan and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. Celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.